Want to protect your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now, get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I work at Gearhart Law doing the marketing, and I have my own startups.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, everyone, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with startups, small businesses, and discuss the intellectual property that helps them flourish. So it's time for IP in the news, and the story today is about copyrights and how all of these favorite Disney characters now are coming off copyright. Their copyright has expired. And as you may appreciate, if you're a copyright holder, then you get to hold your copyright from the time of publication for a period of 95 years. Well, the original copyrights for Disney for the Mickey Mouse were held in 1928. And so it's been 95 years, and now the copyright for Mickey Mouse has expired. So I don't know whether to cry or to jump with joy.
I am crying because people are doing horrendous things with these, like turning them into horror movies and stuff. But yeah, anybody can use the figures that used to be copyrighted in their own works of art, but then really you're just a copycat.
I know, but as you mentioned, there's all sorts of different ways people can kind of capitalize off of Disney's goodwill. It is important to note, though, that it's not all of the Mickey Mouse characters that are going off copyright. So it's only the original Steamboat Willie, which is a black and white figure. And he's very famous in the Steamboat Willie cartoon. And you can see him driving a ship at the helm. So that's a very famous picture. But other pictures where he's in color, his shape has changed over his time. He's had personality. So it's really just the original copyright that is going off copyright.
But you have to be really careful because, first of all, the article we were reading had some things in it that were wrong. So copyright law can get really confusing really quickly.
Copyrights have changed over time. And right now the law reads that if it was published before 1978, then it expires 95 years from the date of publication. But prior to that, there were rules from 1928 to 1978 where it was the life of the author plus 50 years. And especially with some of the old copyrights, it's really kind of hard to get that information. So anyway, if you're in the copyright field and you want to copyright and use a character or somebody else's work, make sure you get permission or at least contact an intellectual property lawyer to figure out if really the copyright is free or whether you should get a license. So time now for Richard's roundtable, and welcome to the show, Adam Carroll. What do you think about all this?
It's really sad what they're going to do with Steamboat Willie. He's going to be in horror movies. He's going to be in video games. People are, you know, kids are going to be able to tear his arms off his body and things like this. I mean, this is what's going to happen. We're going to see that likeness all over the place in the next 2 to 5 years. We'll see him in t-shirts. It'll be on lunchboxes. It'll be everywhere. And so on the one hand, kudos to the people who are going to take advantage of that and go make money on an expired copyright. The downside of this for me is having created a lot in my life, from documentaries to books to, you know, software now, it makes me nervous to know that there are folks out there that as soon as a copyright's gone, somebody's going to pick it up and they're going to make money on your work. So yeah, I'm a little conflicted, but I'm interested to see where it goes in the next several months.
When Winnie the Pooh went off copyright, they made the movie Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey. When they take it to the extreme, it sort of destroys the appeal of the character.
But no such thing as childhood innocence anymore.
I guess not. That's the world we live in. Kenya, what do you think?
Well, I have to agree with Adam. I think that it's definitely going to be detrimental to Mickey down the line if they take his character and likeness and do something crazy with it. But I actually had a question for you, Richard, because the copyright expires, it's good for 95 years. What legal right does the original creator have to re-copyrighting something like that? And is that even a possibility?
There is no way to renew your copyright. So once you get your 95 years, that's it. 95 years to me, though, seems like a long time, right? I mean, but if you're Disney and you've been around for a while, it's not. But most intellectual property expires after a certain period of time. And the reason that it does that is because the society gives somebody the exclusive right to use something for a period of time. And then that encourages people to be creative and create new works. But then after the IP expires, it's dedicated to the public, and then the public can use it and profit from it. So that's sort of the trade-off in intellectual property. You get exclusivity, but then eventually it goes over to the public. And so the founding fathers thought that that was the best way to encourage innovation. And that's the system that we have. Ava, what about you? What are your thoughts?
I think it was Beethoven who first started the copywriting of his music, right? So it's been a long time, hundreds of years, an issue that is both positive and negative. I mean, at the same time, all the classical music, most of it we can use, or also as a, and some famous American songs have used and have not given credit to. So that's one. So now Mickey joins that part. And then it just goes on like everything else. However, it is also an opportunity to bring kind of attention to the importance of copyright and importance of the other things that are copyrighted and intellectual property. I mean, in recent years, it has really become a Wild West. I mean, even if you take like Instagram, right? And as a brand, I market on Instagram. And because I used to write music, I am very respectful to not use somebody else's images and somebody else's work. However, I see so many brands and businesses literally using somebody else's images, like if even let's say a major supermodel, somebody, let Vogue magazine paid $100,000 for this big shoot in the Caribbean. And now we just use this image and say, hey, it's our vibe and it's okay. So I think there's a lot of conversation that should go around it. And then of course, if you add to it AI.
One question we could ask ourselves is, would Mickey Mouse have been so successful without the copyright? Was that protection instrumental in creating this huge famous character? Or would over time, once it got sort of famous, would it have been diluted by a bunch of other creators who were copying it and maybe not doing such a good job, right? So I guess it's really hard to tell in the end whether the copyright helps, but the assumption is I guess that it does. Katie, what are your thoughts?
I think it's going to be something interesting to watch. I just heard about this last night, actually, in a conversation with my husband. And you don't really hear right away that it's this one specific character. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen with kind of the layperson hearing, hey, Mickey Mouse is out of copyright, what other characters they're going to start to copy and what kind of legal fallout there might be on the side of Disney. Like how much are they going to have to monitor that and see what's going on with people recreating things?
That's a great point. Somebody, a normal person hears, well, Mickey Mouse is off copyright. They may think that all the Mickey Mouse characters are off copyright, and they may just, without even thinking about it, start copying the most recent ones that are still protected. And then that creates a big headache for Disney. I guess the moral of the story is get your copyrights right and protect what you can with copyrights. Before we go, I'd like to thank the Passage to Profit team, Noah Fleischman, our producer, Alicia Morrissey, our program director. Our podcast can be found tomorrow anywhere you find your podcast. Just look for the Passage to Profit show.
And you can find us on Instagram and Threads at Passage to Profit show and Twitter, or if you're even more up to date, X at Passage to Profit, and on our YouTube channel. Please also join us on our new Facebook group. Search for Passage to Profit Show Listener Community, a new community space for our listeners and guests where you can post questions that you would like answered on the show and interact with the Passage to Profit team.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.